Today is Thursday, August 6, 2009. My name is Richard McKinley, and this is our very first podcast. Today's podcast presentation is the Genda Talking Calendar. Welcome to our very first podcast. Today, the Genda Talking Calendar. You can purchase the calendar from Independent Living Aids, www.independentliving.com. I'm going to tell you straight up, for totally blind people, when you first get this calendar and take it out of the box, it isn't marked. So I'm thinking that most people are probably going to want sighted assistance to mark this calendar. I marked it myself by just pressing around and making things talk, and once I got them to talk, I had labels ready and put them on. But, you know, unless you're adventurous and want to get into that type of thing, you're probably going to want to have someone help you mark it. Once this calendar is marked, it's great. I use mine pretty much every day. I'm going to go through the setup process of this calendar. To do that, you have to hold down the time button, which is in the top right corner of the calendar. You have to hold that down until it goes into the setup mode. Then, of course, it's going to prompt you through the steps. I had a problem marking this calendar because when you first start setting it up, you have to select your language. And without it being marked, that got rather interesting. Once I got it into the English mode and was able to press around and get things set up, then I could continue on and mark the calendar. But it was a little bit of a process doing it, I'll tell you. So let's go through the setup process of this calendar, just to give you an idea of all the steps and what you have to do.
2:29 p.m. Press 1 for English. Hello, I need your help to set the year, date, and time. To adjust the announced calendar year, press the skip button to move forward. Use the repeat button to move back. Press the date time button to enter. 2009. Set the month. Press the current month button. August. Set today's date. Press the current date button 1 through 31. 6th. Set the hour of the day. Press the current hour 1 through 12. 2. To adjust the announced minutes, press the skip button to move forward. Use the repeat button to move back. Press date time button to confirm. 30. Your final step in date time setup is to set day or night. Press 1 for a.m. Press 2 for p.m. p.m. Press the date time button to enter. If the information is correct, your agenda is ready for use. If anything is incorrect, press and hold the date time button and repeat the process. Thursday, August 6th, 2009, 2:30 p.m.
So, after all that, your calendar's set up and you're ready to go. Now I'm going to take you through the layout of this calendar. On the left-hand side, you have two columns. These are your month columns. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, and so on until you get down to the bottom of the two columns where you have November and December. Next to February, you have a to-do button. You know, and that's if you want to make up a list of things to do. I don't use it much because I do everything by date. I pick a date, and then I record reminders, and when that day comes up, they just come up when I press the today button, which I'll get to in a minute. Next to April is your record button. Now the record button, you have to hold down to record, and when you hold it down, you're going to get an upward swishing sound to let you know that you're recording. When you release the button, the recording stops. So in other words, if I wanted to do a to-do list, you have to push the to-do button first and then the record button. So I'm going to go ahead and record a message in this to-do section to give you an idea of how this is done. And you do this pretty much anytime you select a date where you want to set up a reminder, you have to select the date or the to-do list first before you record your message. You have to do the same thing for weekly or yearly reminders.
To-do, no messages.
This is a test.
To-do, one message.
This is a test.
And you'll notice the quality isn't that great, but, you know, you work with what you have, so. Now I can erase this, and to erase any message, you start it playing, and while it's playing, you press the erase button.
To-do, one message. Message erased.
So as soon as I heard it start to play, I was able to erase the message. To the right of the to-do button is your circle of days, Sunday through Saturday. In the middle of the circle is your today button. That's if you get up in the morning and you want to see your reminders for that day, what you have scheduled, you just push that button.
Today, Friday, August 7th, no messages.
No messages. I guess I could have stayed in bed. To the right of the circle of days, at the top of the calendar, you have repeat, volume, and time. Below that you have erase, skip, weekly, yearly. Next to June, you have your numbers for your days, 1 through 31. In the first row, you have 1 through 8. Second row is 9 through 16. Third row is 17 through 24. Fourth row, 25 through 31. To record a reminder message for a certain date, you just press your month and your day and record your message. You got to make sure you do it pretty quick, though, because if you wait too long, then you got to do it over. So, for instance, if I wanted something for August 13th.
August 13th, Thursday, one message.
Time to take the trash out.
As you see, I have a message for the 13th, and I have that under weekly. So that comes up and tells me every week, you know, just in case I forget, getting old, you know. Now, if you wanted to do a weekly or a yearly message, you would press your month, your date, and then weekly or yearly, and then record your message. And that should come up every week or every year. I have a couple of them like that. And that pretty much covers the agenda talking calendar. I want to cover one thing here, though. When I said that a blind person would have to mark the calendar, when you first take it out of the box, it's a flat screen. There are indentations, and so if you press around, you can get it to talk. But other than that, this is a flat screen. Once you get it marked, as I said before, it's fully accessible. This concludes the presentation of the Agenda Talking Calendar. I hope you find this helpful. I'm Richard McKinley. Thanks for listening.